Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everyone. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。不知道大家是否还记得前段时间我们给大家转播的奥巴马和特朗普互喷的政治题材连续剧呢？其实今天有一个好消息，就是这个剧它有了续集。
Yeah, but this time, the sequel is not about them, but between a CNN reporter and Trump's top trade advisor.
是的，那我们这一次的续集 sequel 其实是指的 CNN 的主播 Jake Tapper 和白宫的首席官员 Peter Navarro, 这一次他们吵架也是吵上了头条。
Right, I have watched the interview. In the end, the reporter abruptly ended the conversation.
是的。就是采访到最后，记者就完全失去了耐心，直接就掐断了视频通话。哎，那他们到底这次采访聊了什么内容，吵到要结束通话呢？那我们今天就一起来听节目，了解一下。笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。那首先呢，我们先来了解一下这个采访是怎么吵起来的。
All right, so first, the reporter played an audio tape of Trump's comments in early February about the coronavirus being 5 times more deadly than the flu.
Audio tape, 意思就是音频文件。所以呢，在他们刚开始讨论新冠病毒的时候呢，主持人就播放了一个音频文件，那时候才二月份，特朗普就在里面说到新冠比普通的流感要更加的致命，而且是五倍。
Yeah, but it wasn't public until it was revealed recently.
嗯哼，就这个音频啊，其实它并没有对外公开。而这个音频录了两周之后呢，川普他就在外面的报道上面说 ，Coronavirus is just a flu, like a flu.
Yeah, so he knew about the truth early on, and yet he concealed about how dangerous and deadly the virus was.
没错 ，conceal 意思就是隐藏。所以川普他明显就是知道这个新冠病毒的危险性的，但是他却没有和民众说事实，而且因为他前后说的数字是完全不一样的，所以就是在撒谎隐瞒真相。不过我有一点好奇啊，这个前面说到他私下录到的这个音频啊，到底是怎么样得来的呢？
Well, it comes from an interview by a journalist named Bob Woodward in March. Do you know him, Bob Woodward?
Nope.
Well, Bob Woodward is also the reporter from Watergate.
Watergate?
Yeah.
就是让曾经的美国总统尼克松下台的水门事件。所以这次采访川普的也是这个记者。那么为什么川普要告诉他这件事情？这不就是等于自爆吗？更加让我好奇了。
Well, yeah, that's the funny part. I guess Woodward's name is...just so big that Trump really wanted to boast about himself in front of Woodward.
好吧，就是想要吹嘘一下，哎呀，我也其实很厉害。不过说回来啊，前面我们这一段 CNN 记者的采访，当我们看到两段前后不一样的音频的时候呢，我们就其实可以猜到 The fact is that Trump lied to American people.
Yeah, but when being asked about why the president wasn't straightforward with the American people,The White House advisor just answered that Trump was straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward. It means honest and frank. 意思就是说直接坦率的。而当这个白宫的官员被问到为什么川普他不把真相告诉美国民众的时候啊，他回答竟然是川普没有撒谎。
Well, such an apple polisher that Trump didn't lie is a lie in itself.
Right, apple polisher.Polish 本意就是磨光嘛，那这个词呢，直译就是磨光苹果的人。这个短语据说起源是在学校啊，他会把这个磨光的苹果去送给老师来取得他们的欢心，所以之后就用这个表达 apple polisher 来引申为马屁精。那我们想说动词拍马屁嘛，就可以说 apple polish。But I think many people who work for Trump are apple polishers.
Yeah, that's true.CNN also put this directly, saying that the Trump administration official has perfected the art of sycophancy, and this guy has taken this strategy to new heights.
Sycophancy, 这个词呢是一个名词，也是拍马屁，但是它会比我们刚刚前面说到这种说法更加高级啊。而且呢 ，CNN 就直接用词比较狠， 说特朗普整个政府就完美体现了这个阿谀奉承拍马屁的艺术，而且还说到这次被采访的这个官员是把拍马屁体现到了新高度。 He took the strategy to new heights. So, I'm now wondering, what else did Peter Navarro say?
Well, he also claimed that the U.S. was in the fog of war, and that there were competing views as to whether this is simply the flu or if it's very serious at the time.
The fog of war, 这短语直译就是战争迷雾。最开始呢是用在军事上，但后面呢也经常用来指看不清局势，非常的困惑。But Trump wasn't in the fog of war. He knew it clearly.
Exactly. But, you know, this guy just keeps defending Trump, arguing that their strategy was hope for the best, prepare for the worst.Stay calm and begin to attack this virus from China on four different vectors.
Okay. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. 意思就是说希望有最好的结果，同时呢他们也是在做最坏的打算。那这就是他们所谓的策略了啊。Stay calm. 意思是保持冷静。我感觉他的言外之意就是说川普这样做不过就是为了让民众不陷入恐慌。
Yeah. Well, that's what he meant.They didn't want the public to become panicked.
嗯哼，不过我看他们的采访有一种感觉，就是这两个人完全就是在各说各的，完全不在一个次元，有点像吵架。而且这个主持呢，重复问了很多次，为什么川普撒谎。
Right, and the guy just answered what Trump did, like the vaccines and such.
是的，所以呢，这个 CNN 的标题啊，他就说到Peter Navarro dodges on why Trump misled Americans on COVID.
Right. I kind of agree on this point. He avoids answering the question directly.
是的 ,dodge 意思就是闪避,不直接回答,而是给模糊的答案。而且就是当被指责到没有回答问题的时候,这个白宫的发言人他又回复到 You are cherry picking.
Yeah, that's an interesting term. Cherry picking.It means to choose and take only the most beneficial things from what is available.
是的 ,cherry 就是樱桃。Cherry picking 这个单词的意思呢就是说只说有利的信息。那就是在指责这个主持人说你只是在说音频这件事不说其他的。Anyway, 看到最后我竟然有一种感觉是两个小朋友在吵架。
And the reporter cut in many times.In the end, he even cut off the video and audio feed.
Yeah, cutting. 意思就是插嘴。因为这个记者觉得白宫的发言人老是在夸川普，也没有回答到点上，所以就插嘴了很多次。到最后啊，就简直聊不下去了，就直接 cut off, 截断了聊天。
He wrapped up their conversation suddenly and gave a shocking statistic to the audience.
Wrap up the conversation.Wrap 这个单词呢有动词包裹的意思，但在这里 wrap up 这个短语呢是表示结束聊天，而且我记得他最后给的那组数据啊非常的扎心。
Yeah, he's reminding the Americans that the United States has less than 5% of the world's population, and the United States has more than 20% of the world coronavirus deaths. This is a fact. It doesn't matter how many times he insults CNN.
那这一段话有一点长，它的意思是美国只有世界上 5% 的人口，但是呢美国却有世界上 20% 的新冠的死亡病率。 This is a fact, 这就是一个事实，而且不管特朗普曾经多少次侮辱过 CNN.
Yeah, we all know that Trump has called CNN fake news many times.
是的，每一次看到采访就是 fake news. 不过相信这一次啊，在两段音频的证据面前，他的反驳是怎样都站不住脚的。好，那今天的节目就到这里结束了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin. Bye.
This is Nora. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。